can't stay long enough to do anything more than simply acknowledge the fact that you've been here, to express regret that we couldn't get you into the other room. I understand that a large proportion of you here in this room are high school students. Am I right? But I would like to make this point. Now, this was a very stimulating morning. And uncomfortable at times, I'll be frank to say. But I think that we have to be ready as a country, as a people, to expose ourselves to the angry people as well as the comfortable people. Because the angry people, in all too many cases, have much to be angry about. We've got to give them understanding and patience and an equal chance to reach for our hearts and our minds. That's terribly important. There may be some tempted to believe that the disruptions or the, you know, the vehemence with which many points of view were expressed shouldn't have been permitted. Well, I don't agree with that. I mean, it is a fact that there are minority groups in this country who have felt all too long that nobody's been willing to listen. Whether it was literally true this morning or not is beside the point. And so we've got to be willing to listen to each other. And unless we are, we're not going to build the basis for understanding and communication that we need. If we're to deal with what is wrong, if we're to deal with grievances, if we're to deal with injustice. And that really is your problem, more than mine. I am reaching the end of my political life. It isn't too far in the future. But for you, you've got a lifetime ahead of you. And your challenge is to make this the kind of a country which will minimize these grievances and which will make everybody feel welcome anywhere in this great broad land of ours, whether it's a community or an area or a school or a church or a housing area. Every American must be made to feel welcome anywhere in America. I think you can do it, because I think you young people are motivated by ideals to a greater extent than most young people I've known over a half century. And so I wish you well. I'm sorry you went in the other room. I couldn't resist coming by to say hello and express the hope I'll be back. Thank you very much.